Psalm 140. Let us pray this with Jesus. Deliver me, O God, from those who do evil. Protect me from the violent. They plan evil in their hearts. They're always stirring up strife. Their tongues strike like a snake, with the venom of the viper on their lips. Guard me, O God, from the hands of the wicked. Protect me from the violent who plan my downfall. The arrogant have hidden a trap for me. With ropes they've spread a net. They've set snares along my path. I say to you, you are my God. Listen to my supplications. God, my strong deliverer, on the field of battle you shield my head. Do not grant the desires of the wicked. Do not let their plots succeed. I know that God upholds the cause of the needy and executes justice for the poor. The righteous give you thanks. The upright live in your presence. We can pray these opening 8 verses with Jesus, but unfortunately the psalmist adds verses 9 to 11. And these we can't pray, because it turns from screaming out to God for help to avenge, revenge. I'll just read them for you. Let not those who surround me triumph. Let the mischief of their lips rebound to harm them. Heap burning coals upon them. Let them be flung into pits, no more to rise. Do not let the slanderer settle in the land. Let evil stalk the violent and drive them to their ruin. Understandable reactions, but not the ones that Jesus had or asks us to have. So in this Psalm 140, the psalmist is pleading for God's protection. The psalmist is confident that God will hear his pleading. He knows that God upholds the cause of the needy and executes justice for the poor. He identifies with the righteous who give thanks, the upright who live in God's presence. Praying these words with Jesus, we hear him say, blessed and happy are the pure in heart. They will see God. And in John chapter 14, if you love me, you'll be loved by my Father, and I'll love you and reveal myself to you.